What do you want?
Good evening, I'm calling from Metro Research. We're conducting a poll of people's opinions over public affairs and current events. Are you currently registered to vote at this address?
Yes.
And are you registered to vote as a Democrat, a Republican, or something else?
As a Democrat.
Thank you. And what are the chances you will vote in the November general election for President, Senate, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you not vote?
Definitely certain to vote.
Thank you. And will you please tell me your age is between 18 to 29, 30 to 39, 40 to 49, 50 to 59, 60 to 64, or 65 and over?
65 and over.
Thank you. In Florida, the media describes people as either black or African American, Anglo or white, or Hispanic. How would you describe yourself?
White, I suppose.
And generally speaking, do you feel that things here in Florida are headed in the right direction or wrong direction?
Wrong direction.
And thinking about the election for Congress, will you for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Democratic candidate.
Definitely or probably
definitely.
With Democratic?
Definitely.
And now I would like to ask your impression of some people and organizations you may have heard of. As I read each one, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each. And if you don't recognize one of them, just let me go. Okay? Just let me know and we'll go on the next one, okay?
Okay.
The first one is Ron DeSantis. Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of him?
Very unfavorable.
The Project 2025, very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Joe Biden, how would you rate him?
Somewhat favorable.
Republicans in Congress, Republicans in general?
Very unfavorable.
Kamala Harris?
Very favorable.
Thomas Chalifo?
Don't know.
Never heard? Darren Soto? No.
Very favorable.
Donald Trump?
Very unfavorable.
And the last one, Democrats in Congress, Democrats in general?
Very favorable.
Okay. And, give me 1 second. Okay. Thinking about the job Joe Biden is doing as president, do you strongly approve the job he's doing, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly approve.
And thinking about this job Darren Soto is doing as congressman from this district, do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly approve.
If the election for president were held today, and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, and Kamala Harris, the Democrat, which one do you lean toward?
Kamala Harris.
And if the election for United States Senate were held today, and the candidates were Rick Scott, the Republican, and Debbie Moore Carcel Powell, the Democrat, which one do you think you will vote for?
Debbie, the Democrat.
And if the election for United States Congress were held today, and the candidates were Thomas Chalifo, the Republican, and Darren Soto, the Democrat candidate, which one do you think you will vote for?
Darren Soto.
As you may know, there will also be amendments to the Florida Constitution on the ballot. One constitutional amendment is titled Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion, and this is how it reads. No law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health, as determined by the patient health care provider. This amendment does not change the legislator's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. Will you vote yes to support the amendment or no to oppose it if elections were held today?
So you're asking me if I'm in favor of the abortion or not in favor of the abortion?
But in this specific amendment, will you vote yes or no to oppose?
So the amendment is asking if I approve of halting the abortion?
I can repeat
yes,
the
please.
Statement if you want. No,
yes.
No problem. This is how it reads. No law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health, as determined by the patient health care provider. This amendment does not change the legislator's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. So if the election were held today, would you vote yes on that or no?
Yes.
Thank you. And now we're almost done with the survey. We're at 65%. Thank you so much for your time. I'd like to read you two brief statements about two of the candidates for Congress, Darren Soto and Thomas Chaldipu. The first one is Darren Soto. He's the current congressman for Central Florida. Soto is an experienced legislator who worked tirelessly to deliver for Central Florida. He worked to pass bipartisan legislation that expand healthcare for veterans exposed to burn pits and toxic substances. Soto also helped pass a law that capped the price of insulin to $35 per dose on Medicare, so families don't have to choose between life-saving medication and paying the bills. Soto will always fight against efforts to cut Social Security or make healthcare more expensive for Central Florida families. And the next one is Thomas Chaldipu. He's an experienced business owner and decorated military veteran who served for over 30 years. Colonel Chaldipu will put America first by enforcing the laws necessary for securing the border against the out-of-control flow of illegal immigrants, fight for fiscal responsibility by cutting wasteful government spending, and make us independent from foreign energy sources. Chaldipu will take his experiences as a small business and multi-million dollar enterprise leader to continue to grow opportunities in our community. So after hearing that, if the election for United States Congress were held today and the candidates were Thomas Chaldipu, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you will vote for?
Darren Soto.
And which of the following issues do you think is the most important for Congress to focus their attention on right now? I have a short list. I know all are important, but the most important. I have securing our border, lowering grocery prices, ending the gun violence epidemic, protecting Social Security and Medicare, making owning a home more affordable, protecting reproductive freedom, lowering inflation and gas prices, tackling crime and improving public safety, promoting traditional values in schools, or the last four, improving I-4 and traffic congestion in Central Florida, bringing down rent prices, the last two, creating jobs and increasing wages in Central Florida, or making healthcare more affordable for working families.
So you want me to just give you one?
Yes, the most important issue.
Protecting Congress reproductive to focus. Freedom.
Okay. Protecting reproductive freedoms. And which is the next most important issue? Securing our border, lowering grocery prices, protecting Social Security and Medicare, ending the gun violence epidemic, lowering inflation and gas prices, tackling crime and improving public safety.
The gun violence epidemic.
Okay. And now, we're at 75%. Again, thank you for your kindness to help us. Let me read you some reasons people give for voting for a candidate for the U.S. Congress. Assuming that each of these is accurate, please tell me how convincing a reason you think it will be to vote for that candidate. Will it be very convincing, only somewhat convincing, or will it have virtually no effect at all on your decision? And here's the first one. It's about Thomas Chaldipu. He's a fiscal conservative who will bring in out-of-control federal spending, excessive stimulus packages, and supply chain disruptions that are fueling inflation and hurting working families. That was very convincing, some other no effect.
So what do you want me to answer
on this? That statement is very convincing, somewhat convincing, or no effect about Thomas Chaldipu. After hearing that.
Not convincing.
To vote for them. Not at all, no effect, okay. The next one, Thomas Chaldipu will support the Trump-backed America First policies that prioritize American citizens. As a veteran who served for over 30 years, Chaldipu will make sure we take much better care of those who have served and worked to solve veteran homelessness. That was very convincing to vote for that candidate, somewhat or no effect on your vote.
No effect.
And Thomas Chaldipu will put an end to the border crisis that filling our community with dangerous criminals who take advantage of Joe Biden's and Kamala Harris' open border policies. That was very convincing. And the last three, it's about Darren Soto. Soto has worked to keep our community safe from dangerous criminals. Soto supports common sense gun laws backed by sheriffs and has brought home tens of millions of dollars for our local law enforcement and provide funding for the largest increase of agents in Border Patrol history, hiring 22,000 new Border Patrol agents to crack down on fentanyl and illegal entry. That was very convincing, somewhat or no effect.
Very convincing.
And the last two, Darren Soto helped bring down prices for prescription drugs and cap out-of-pocket costs for seniors, and is working to lower healthcare costs for everyone. Very convincing.
Just
okay, the last one. Darren Soto opposes any policy that will allow the government to monitor a woman's pregnancy and make medical decisions for her.
Very convincing.
And now that you have heard a little bit more, let me ask you again, if the election for United States Congress were held today and the candidates were Thomas Califou, the Republican, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you will vote for?
Darren Soto.
And lastly, this is basically the last part. Let me read you some statements about the candidates running for the U.S. Congress. And again, assuming that each of the following statements is accurate, now please tell me if this will cause you to have serious doubts about voting for that candidate, only some doubt, or will it have no effect on your decision? The first one, Darren Soto has been a rubber stamp for the failed Biden-Harris policies that have made gas prices skyrocket and made life more expensive for Central Florida families. He even made life harder for working families by voting for tax increases that targeted our small businesses. That, after hearing that, you have serious doubt about voting for that candidate, just some doubt or no effect?
No effect.
The next one, well, Thomas Califou says he was a successful business owner. He and his companies owed over $15 million, leading to multiple bankruptcies and multi-million dollar foreclosures. Serious doubt, just some doubt or no effect?
No effect.
Despite having a personal fortune of hundreds of millions of dollars, Thomas Califou continues taking Social Security and veteran paychecks while his backers fight to abolish Social Security and cut support programs for veterans who are in need. After hearing that, serious doubt about that candidate,
serious doubt,
okay. And the last three, Darren Soto has supported the failed immigration policies that have let millions of criminals cross our border and make our community less safe. Since being elected, Darren Soto has made our life harder, not easier, and we can trust him with another term in Congress. After hearing that, serious doubt, some doubt, or no effect?
No effect.
The last two, Thomas Califou stands with Republicans who support government intervention in people's private healthcare decisions. They want to ban abortion nationwide, restrict access to IVF, and support government surveillance of pregnant women. After hearing that, serious doubt, just some doubt, or no effect?
Serious doubt.
The last one, Thomas Califou blames excessive stimulus packages for record inflation, but his companies took $160,000 in PPP loans forgiven during the pandemic. Serious doubt, some doubt, or no effect?
Serious doubt.
And once again, now that you have a little bit more, if the elections for United States Congress were held today, and the candidates were Thomas Califou, the Republican, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you will vote for Congress?
Darren Soto.
And what is your primary source for national and political news? Local network affiliates like TVS, ABC, Fox, Univision, Telemundo, El Nuevo Día, Orlando Sentinel, your local newspaper, talk radio, cable news networks, or internet-based news sources, or social media apps or services?
BBC, if that comes up as a...
And thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, or some other candidate?
Joe Biden.
And just a few more questions for statistical purposes only, and we're done. Can you please tell me what is the last grade or degree you complete in school?
Bachelor's degree.
Thank you. And do any children under the age of 18 live in your home, yes or no?
No, not now.
And if you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political belief?
Liberal.
And would you call yourself very liberal or somewhat liberal?
Very liberal.
Okay, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important. And thanks again for your help. Have a great evening.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye.
Yes, well.